At an early morning briefing outside Spokane, Operations Chief Cody Montgomery gives a reminder.
So let's keep hydrated, a whole lot of water, a little bit of Gatorade.
This week, temperatures across the Northwest have shattered records. It was 104 degrees in Spokane on Thursday, the hottest recorded for that date since 1898. Triple digits have been recorded from the east side of the Cascades all the way across Montana. As an engine pulls out for a day of firefighting, a stack of bottled water almost as tall as me, 5 feet, has all but disappeared. Officials on the Silver Lake fire outside Spokane have been ordering 30 cases of water a day for just over 100 people. And once they're out, Seattle firefighters like Jonas Smith and Eric Sadlon will take mandatory breaks as often as every half hour.
It just feels heavy, like a heavy blanket coming down on you, and you're just like...
You feel yourself get a little sluggish,
yeah.
And you're just like, okay, it's pretty warm out here, it's time to take a break.
So. Smith says the heat did get the best of him on a fire once before.
And all of a sudden, I just had the worst headache and nausea, and I had been drinking water, but it was just... You know, with the tiredness, the exhaustion, the heat, everything.
Across the West, wildfire officials are trying to raise awareness and keep track of illnesses like heat exhaustion and heat stroke on the job. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.